I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Tom Giordano on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
Hey, welcome in, everyone. It is Dom time, 855-839-1210. So when you call in, today is National Pizza and Beer Day. We didn't even ask on Twitter, Dan. Can you give me, before we go to Liz, give me a quick one or two at Dom Show 1210? What are people saying is iconic?
What do we have on Twitter? We have bologna and yellow mustard.
Oh, God.
Yeah.
The worst, my God.
This is a great one from Cadillac Jack, fish and chips. I love fish and chips.
I don't think I've ever had fish and
chips. Whoa. All right, we're going to have to dig that after this.
Oh, God, yes.
And one more from Suzanne, bagels and cream cheese.
That's a very good one, yes. All right, I used to have to eat a bagel before every show.
Never had fish and chips.
Fish and chips. I just don't have any. It sounds too British to me.
You can't drop that on me before an interview. I'm sorry,
yeah,
Liz. I'm
going
to stop talking.
All right, so that's the side question for the Dom Show 1210 calendar, Dom Time calendar, ready to go. It looks like those yard signs that are out there. But how are things going out in the epicenter of where we started here locally? ABC News finally discovered naked ballots. Big, big piece on it yesterday. And they say, not fair. Don't need to do this because we can count by machines now. No one's going to be looking at those ballots. Let's go to Liz Priate-Havey, who's the chairperson of Republicans over in Montgomery County. Hey, Liz, welcome in. How are things going?
Well, we are pushing hard still, Dom. I'll tell you, just like we saw in the primary, there's some follow-ups again. Montgomery County Voter Services had said that they were mailing ballots out on September 21st. We sent people out to watch the drop boxes. Turns out the ballots weren't actually mailed until October 1st. Now, that is the blame was, I guess, directed towards the Department of State for not sending the files over to the mail house to send out the mail pieces. So it's another blame game. But we had great coverage on these drop boxes, but nothing being dropped in. And lots of calls from people asking where their ballots are. The ballots apparently are on their way. Of course, not so great in terms of request numbers for mail-in ballots for Republicans. We're under about 50,000, where the Democrats are around 150,000. But, as we saw all across the state in the primary, Republicans are going to come out in person to vote, which is great. Also, since we spoke, Dom, you may know about this, that the satellite offices, there are 5 satellite offices in addition to 11 drop boxes. These satellite offices are arms of the counties. That's the way they're treating them, and it's where you can actually go vote. Or drop off your vote. And the Department of State has said we are not allowed to have any watchers, which doesn't make any sense legally. The Trump campaign has filed a lawsuit. It's in Philadelphia Court of Common Pleas right now. Assuming all the Democrats run those courts, the judges are all Democrats, we assume we'll lose it and then file a complaint to the Commonwealth Court, an appeal. But right now, there's nothing we can do. We will not be allowed into those satellite offices to watch.
Now, Liz, we had the Chester County people on. What they're doing is, part of it I don't like. They've kind of given up. I know you're not. But they're putting in watchers. 2 or 3 of them are in libraries, I believe. And they can't kick you out. You can sit there and read, and you can sort of watch. But you are a top legal mind, one of the biggest, best law firms in the area, if not the country. I dropped out of law school to do this, but I know I could win moot court. I could beat any of these people. If you're voting in a place, giving your ballot, it is a polling place. It's appalling to me that geniuses at the Philadelphia Inquirer and others, I just think they actually believe these are not polling places in some way, shape, or form. They're going to get away with this.
Well, it's ridiculous. You're right. Either it's a public place where people can monitor, or it's a polling place where you need to get a watcher certificate. And then the watcher the watcher's rules, the legal rules about watchers should be in place. But this is apparently neither. It's not a public place, and it's not a polling place, according to the Department of State. It makes absolutely no legal sense. We believe we have the right argument 100%. But, you know, we're dealing with Democrats who run the Pennsylvania Supreme Court and run all of the court system in Philadelphia, and they have consistently ruled against us in all of these election cases. So we just listen. We keep pushing. We have over 125 volunteers for our Defend Our Ballot Army. Anybody who hasn't signed up, please go to our website, MontgomeryCountyGOP.com. And we're still trying to GOTV. You know, we've helped with the Trump campaign with our volunteers and our trainings, knocking over 45,000 doors in Montgomery County. And we reached digitally about 500,000 voters in Monco, pushing them to come out and vote. The lower propensity voters we were really targeting digitally. And again, we've also, you know, been working too to make lots of calls, you know, assisting the Trump campaign, making over 400,000 calls into voters in the Montgomery County. And these aren't recorded calls.
Right. Liz, I wanted to say to you, we're thrilled with how people are volunteering, Talk Radio 1210 listeners. It's become amazing. And we don't see too much action at the drop boxes yet from what you've said. Here's the other area too, though. And I wanted you to see if you've changed on this, you're still with it. Republicans in Harrisburg are apparently seemingly wanting to agree with Democrats and allow ballots, the mail-in ballots, absentee, whatever, to be open to start, be ready for the counting, I guess, so that it wouldn't be lingering. But you said something the last time you were on that was appealing to me. Word will get out of these counts. It'll be used politically in some way, shape, or form.
Yeah, that is my biggest concern, especially in the counties that where we have no representation, like a county like Philadelphia. You know, I mean, if you're counting, you know, 48 hours in advance or something, it's hard to then get a message out. But if you want to count 2 weeks or a week out, that to me is ripe for issues. But, you know, there's a lot of people on both sides who are on different sides of all of these arguments, which is kind of surprising. I actually got attacked on social media by a Republican because I said we should be allowed to have watchers at satellite offices. I don't understand that. I mean, to me, that's really simple legally.
Well, okay, right. Here's what they're getting at, Liz. Here's the nonsense from the media and others that you and I, even though I think we're at a pretty elevated level, what we're saying, are calling into question this election. I'll say for myself, I am, because I'm not ascribing criminal motives. I'm just saying there are too many moving parts. Already, they didn't get the ballots out there in time. Already, there's all kinds of battles over stuff. It tells us doing this in a manner that they put it out there, particularly to be counting 3 days after the election is over. These things are unworkable. I don't care how well-intended you are.
Yes, I agree 100%. And I want to go back to something you said. You are right about the 1210 listeners. You allowing me to come on the show and promote our Defend Our Ballot Army has gotten us these 125 volunteers. And I thank you. It is a huge deal. And we still need more. And we apologize to anybody who did sit at a ballot and wasted their time. That was not our, you know, we were given information that was false, that the things had been mailed out. But they have been mailed. We're aware of some of them hitting. And so we could still use some help.
Yeah, there's all kinds of things you're putting out. Can you assure, do you feel you have enough people, enough infrastructure, that when these mail-in ballots are open, you're going to have someone that's going to be there eyeballing them, witnessing them? Because I know the temptation could be, if the ballot is the ballot, but it doesn't have the secure envelope, to say, well, it's still the ballot, and they're going to try to count it.
Well, we think so. These 125 volunteers who have signed up, they've most of them have also agreed to help us do that, exactly what you're talking about. But, we've also been recruiting some lawyers. We have a handful of lawyers who have agreed to come. We're going to need them round the clock. From the minute they start being checked. We could always use more lawyers. I did put a request to the Trump campaign, RNC, to make sure that they have someone there checking, helping us out as well.
But everyone is in agreement, right? Because it's settled law with the state Supreme Court. If you don't put the vote inside the security envelope, it does not count. That's settled, right? There's going to be no dispute over that.
Right.
Good.
It should be settled. I mean, yeah. That doesn't mean that it's not going to happen and that they won't be counted somewhere, but they shouldn't be. It's not legal.
Okay. Well, Liz, I appreciate it very much. I know we're in good hands there. We got a little competition going on with you and Pat Pavrek to see if we can get more volunteers in Monco or over in Bucks County. So we'll see what happens with that. But again,
everybody, call Montgomery County. We need you.
give the website again, Liz. Where do they go?
Montgomery County GOP.
All right, very good.
If you type in Republican Committee of Montgomery County or Montgomery County Republican Party, it will pop up. It's not hard to find.
Perfect. Liz, thank you. We'll talk soon.
Thanks a lot, Tom.
Tom Giordano, weekdays 9 till noon on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.